Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Asterisk Ass here on Love Wrestling. Unfortunately, I couldn't do an interview for February, so I thought for March I could give you a double dose of Asterisk Ass. So why not do it by tying it up with a few other people, or two actually other people, from the Drunk Girl Up card, and one of them being Ava Lawless. So welcome, Ava, to the show. How are you
Hello.
today?
Hello, hello. I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, and I'm really excited to have you here. Is we are one of the people that I had on my list that I had to keep my eye on because I wanted to interview you, and this was like the great opportunity for me to do it. So I'm really excited that we get to do this finally.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely down for this.
Yeah. I did have a few questions like from me and a couple also from the Love Wrestling community that I wanted to let you know about, and one of them regarding the event as well. So to get started, I wanted to know what it's like, your experience with training so far.
Well, I've been training for about 2, maybe 3 years now, and it's been a whirlwind. I definitely feel like sometimes I wake up like, why didn't I start this sooner? And then other days, I just can't believe that I'm actually in this and following my childhood dreams, and seeing what my body is capable of, and seeing the reactions I can get, and how empowering that is. So I think it's been a whirlwind, but like a very joyful one.
Okay. And now that you say like childhood dream, like when did you start dreaming about wanting to be a wrestler?
I started probably as soon as I started watching, which was around 7 or 8 years old, I believe. And then been hooked ever since. So I guess it's been a very long dream now.
Did you have anybody in particular that sparked that dream of you wanting to be a wrestler?
Yeah, I think like many others, Lita and China were kind of the pinnacle for me growing up. I really liked how they could hang with the boys, and how they had very like authentic and unique styles. So I think I related to them the most. And I always like would try to attempt like a moonsault or something onto a pillow just to pretend to be Lita. Never really landed that or got good at it. I still can't do it. So I guess I didn't live up to that childhood dream of becoming Lita, but close enough.
Maybe one day we'll get to do it. I hope you can do it.
Thank you. From your lips to God's ears.
Yes. But what I want to know, because mostly what I'd like to know about in this series, I would say, it's like having women in the wrestling industry. So what has been the toughest challenge for you being a woman in the wrestling industry?
That's a really good question. I think sometimes maybe people thinking, oh, it's the women's match, or not anticipating what they're gonna get, or they think it's gonna be like a watered down version of wrestling. But if anything, like I feel like the girls and I go as hard as the guys, if not harder sometimes, Like the girls I wrestle with are some of the most kick-ass girls there are. So I guess being underestimated is definitely a challenge, but of course that can fuel you. And then I don't know, I guess so far it's feeling pretty equal, I think, but we are in an era where I feel like it's more accepting anyway, so I'm fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, I felt that before too, because I feel like when I was younger, if I could say I like wrestling, just like, but that's a guy's thing. I was like, who put a gender to this to begin with? And it's amazing to see how people have been like getting used to the fact that women are here to stay in wrestling, and they're, we're doing the things that we're doing every first, and then we'll keep going from there. And we haven't let anything like stop us from obviously making history in any way possible, from wrestling to like media, for example. It's more accepting now to see so many ladies in media, which is something that I've been loving. So I feel like it's getting embraced more than anything now, and I really love that too.
Yeah, I think it's really rewarding too, when I have little girls come up to me at shows and they always want to talk to me, and they always want to say my hair is cool, and they always want to like say I really wanted you to win or whatever, and I'm just like, man, I was you, and that just also goes to show that maybe certain people aren't watching the women's product, but these little girls definitely are, and they're looking up to you. So you want to show them that what you're capable of as a woman.
Yeah. And like having the topic of women's wrestling, what is something that you want to accomplish when it comes to women's wrestling?
Oh, I don't know. I Fortunately, the scene here in Calgary, I have been able to main event, shows, and that's been awesome. So I think I just want to get bigger and better and maybe headline places that are bigger and better as well.
Yeah, that's very true. Talking about like being on the shows like this, because you had a show last night, which was at the Saddle Dome for the PWA Women's Championship. It was you versus Gigi versus Tam from accounting versus Zoe. And thinking back, like I didn't want to bring it up too early, but now that we talked about it, how was that experience like wrestling if they are not only there, but basically in an ice rink of all places? It's not something you pick up
Yeah.
on a wrestling show. So when I saw the pictures, I'm like, that looks curious. I like that. It's like, I wonder how that went, though.
know, oddly, it's not the first time I've wrestled in a hockey rink, but it was really, really cool. I think like in 2013, I was in the Saddle Dome and I watched as Calgary hailed, I think it was like May 27th or something, as National Bret Hart Day. And I was in the crowd just watching, and then last night I was in the ring and the crowd was watching me. And I was like, that is such a weird perspective. Like less than 10 years later, here I am, putting on a show with some of my best friends and enemies. just kidding, they're all great. The crowd got to watch that the same way that I got to watch Bret Hart in the WWE ring. And I don't know, that's definitely one of those moments where you're going to remember it for a lifetime, and you can only check it off once. And I think it was everything I wanted it to be. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I keep seeing the pictures. I'm like, I wish I could have watched something like that because that looks not only interesting, but just have the four of you in that match as well. It just, feels like some sort of dream for all of you at the same time. And seeing your pictures together, like hugging after the event, it just made me so like emotional. Like the ladies are doing stuff like this. That's so cool.
Yeah, and that was such an organic feeling too, like walking back through the curtain and knowing what we just accomplished together. And I know that, we have all overcome so much in our lives, and 2 years is a really long time for everything to come to a head. And I think we accomplished what we set out to do that night.
Yeah, that's very true. I wanted to know, since you kind of mentioned it like on the side chat with me offline, today of all days is AEW Revolution, and you mentioned like you wanted to watch AEW later. So I was thinking like, what is it like for you watching that product? What do you enjoy so much about AEW?
I guess it would just be like kind of ballsy, right? it doesn't feel like things are so like strict. It seems like they're really outgoing and they want to try new things, and push the limits. And I think I really appreciate that because I also think that really hooks in an audience, right? People are tuning in not knowing what to expect, which is I think that's how you hook them. That's how you get people hooked for sure, is by doing the unexpected. So, yeah, it's my friend's birthday. We're all getting together. I bought donuts to bring along. And yeah, it should be a good night.
Yeah, I did have a question regarding particularly being like the AEW women's division because it's something that I could kind of see you doing. So I wanted to see how you felt about it. But how would you feel even answering like for example like Serena Deeb's like challenge that she's been doing recently?
Yeah, I would love that. yeah, her 5 minutes with a rookie or whichever. Yeah, that I'm down to take that place. I also think that Ruby Soho and I have very similar like aesthetics. She's a little more punk rock. I'm a little more like heavy metal. But we're both like orange haired and tattooed, so that could be a pretty cool tag team. Just saying.
Well, I'd like
Right?
to
Just saying.
know that one. Can we get that going? I want to
I
see that.
know. I know.
Before we move on, I did want to play a little bit of a clip that we have, which is regarding the LPW event Don't Grow Up, and just to give you a little bit of that match announcement.
Time, I'm driving a little place of mine.
So, as we saw there, we have the tag team match of Nicole Matthews and Casey Spinelli versus Ava Lawless and Zoey. So I wanted to know, first of all, what it's like, your overall, what are you looking for forward to that event the most?
I think I'm just looking forward to getting in the ring with Nicole Matthews again. I think at the last Love Wrestling show, we beat the shit out of each other. And I know this may sound weird, but I love that kind of wrestling. And I know that she'll give me the fight of my life. So I'm looking forward to that. I've never faced Spinelli, so I think I got to figure her out. I got to figure out, what her weakness is and how I can target that. Fortunately, Zoe faced her at last Love Wrestling, so I can use Zoe to my advantage because she will know. So I think that's going to be a barn burner, but that's just me.
And more than anything, I wanted to see if you had any like comments or anything you wanted to say to your opponents of the Don't Grow Up event.
Ooh, that's a good question. What would I like to say to Nicole Matthews and Spinelli? Bring everything you got, because I'm going to be doing the same.
Oof, there we go. Challenge there.
Nothing too fiery, but I kind of know with those women, I got to pull out all the stops, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I did want to go now to give you the questions from the Love Wrestling community. First one's from Cody, who was the host of the Friend and Foe show. He said your thoughts on your oncoming match against Taya Valkyrie.
Very overwhelmed by that announcement. It's very surreal. I would say I'm nervous, but extremely excited. And the first thing I did actually when I found out was I like hit up one of my friends, Mars the Specialist, and I was like, hey, let's go train. I need as much training as possible because I have to bring her my very best. Wow, what an announcement, and I cannot wait. Fortunately, I have 2 months to prepare for that.
The other question I have is from Bobby, who we nicknamed Dream Match Bobby. He's a member of the wrestling Love Wrestling community, and he was asking who was your dream opponent from maybe NWA or Impact Wrestling.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think Impact. Wow, Impact is hard because there's actually a lot. Obviously, Mickey, she's a legend, and Deonna for sure. But I also think like Jordynne Grace would be a really cool one.
Yeah.
So, any of those three, I think, would be a really interesting match.
Yeah.
So.
He also had another question that he posted on recently, which is any other wrestler from Mission Pro Wrestling or Capital Championship that you want to wrestle against?
Yes. And it all comes down to Gigi Rae. She's from Mission Pro, and her and I started our careers together. We started training together. I was there on her very first day, and it was only like my second time or whichever. And yeah, I just think her and I can build something really, really great together. I love being in the ring with her, and I love kicking her ass.
Next question is from Parrish. He said it's not a question without training, and advice and experience are some of the most important tools that you use to grow as a performer. But his question more than anything was, what has your time as a performer done to help you grow as a person?
I think my time, well, first off, thanks, Parrish. That's a very nice question. I think it's helped me grow as a person because I'm trying to learn to be more confident in myself and my abilities. And the type of confidence I exude in the ring, I would love to channel that in my everyday life. For some reason, when the spotlights are on me, I just feel this like sense of purpose and entertainment. And then I wish I could carry that into my everyday life. So I think being Ava has really helped me understand what I'm capable of and who I can be. And it's an ever-growing process because if you're not growing, you're standing still, right? And I'm only getting started at the end of the day.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Yes.
The last question I have will be from my co-host Ed from NXT. He said, what's been your most surprising or great indie show that you have worked?
Oh, most surprising or most, interesting. I feel like my answer is probably going to change, but if I had to chalk it down to one thing, the very first clandestine, we had over 250 people show up, and it was like kind of a word of mouth invite only sort of situation. And they were loud for like 3 to 4 hours straight. They were rowdy, they were eating, they were drinking. They were so invested in every single match. And I think I remember being there and thinking, well, first of all, it was my first match ever, but just being there in the crowd and seeing what Alberta was capable of and how like Canadian wrestling maybe sometimes doesn't get enough recognition or attention, and how there clearly is an audience for it and there's fans who love it just as much as the wrestlers love it. And I remember being so surprised by like the capacity in that room and being like, oh, this is the feeling that Defy has, you know, down in the States, and the feeling that Progress has in England. Like that kind of like punk rock, loud, rowdy, very invested. Every moment is a wow moment. So I think the first clandestine society gave me the surprise that that I really think I needed, you know, to have faith in the wrestling community.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in the same situation per se. Like, I didn't know much about the Canadian scene until I joined Love Wrestling. And being that they tell me, like, watch for this person, watch for this person. And you get to watch their clips online or even their social medias. And it's been nice to, like, learn a couple of you guys. And I wish I could watch the shows live. Like, the one from yesterday, the saddle was something that I wish I could see live somehow because it seems so interesting.
No.
Up itself, and it's something that I probably somebody will put it up later online, who knows, but it's just something that you wish you could see, whether it's in person or like live somehow, because I feel like we're missing out on a lot of talent that we don't get to see like that. And those kind of events, I feel like they highlight that.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not the first person to say that. I think a majority of my messages are, where can I watch this? Where can I see this? And I do think the Saddle Dome show was recorded because they had some HD cameras on us, let me tell you. Maybe a little too HD, but so hopefully that goes somewhere. And then we are pretty fortunate that some of our fans love us so much that they'll record us and put all our matches on YouTube, which I'm so thankful for because like without that we wouldn't get like eyes on us, right? So hopefully that changes, you know? A changing of the tide would be nice where more of our stuff gets streamed online.
Yeah, I definitely wish I could see more of that because I feel like there's so many talented people, especially so many women that we don't get to watch like that until like somebody gives you that word of mouth, like check out this person, and you check them out online and you see some maybe like older matches or things like that, but you don't get to watch them live. And I wish I could because obviously I can't fly to Canada that often, so.
Yeah, that's very fair. Hopefully, yeah, hopefully that happens down the line because for sure there's people up here that I think everybody should see. So I have a guest as well. Sorry.
Yeah. I wanted to more than anything thank you for taking time out of your day with you and your little cat to come on and answer a few of my questions and talk about your opponents that don't grow up because we're watching that pretty soon, March 25th, live here on Twitch at Love Wrestling. So I'm looking forward to that. So before we leave, I just wanted to see if you could had anything else coming up or if you could give us a socials or tell us where we could find you online.
Sure, yeah. Keep an eye out for me just on YouTube by searching my name, Ava Lawless, you know. Fortunately, like I said, fans upload stuff all the time. And I'm pretty active on Instagram and Twitter, and my username is just Lawless Ava, so you can just find me there.
Well, as all you know, you can find me on my Twitter, which is Astro Pizarro, and usually I'm on NXT on Tuesdays with Cody and Ed, and then now I'm on Wednesdays on AEW Sidecast with JPJ and Pluggo. So I'll be staying up to the Love Wrestling socials because you never know what's coming up next, and we have a lot going on with Don't Grow Up and the matches coming up, so watch out for that, and we're really excited for that event coming up, so I hope you join us. And this has been Astro Das, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.